Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Alchemy This. I'm your host, James Heaney, taking the place of Kevin Pollak just for today. Let's meet our alchemists in alphabetical order. I'd like to go forward today with order. All right, we're going to start with Atul. Atul,
would you rather?
Hello, Atul. How are you?
I'm fine.
Okay, I got a question for you. Good. Here's a question. Would you rather do a two-man show with a clone of yourself or a full eight-person show with everybody being clones of you? You can dress up the clones with little silly hats so you can tell the difference.
Two-person show with myself. That's enough of me for everybody, and you don't need more of that. And I like two-person shows as it is, as a format. That's
all the time I actually allotted for your answer, but that was okay. Great. Thank you.
I wasn't done.
Chris, are you more of an art museum fan or a science and industry museum man?
Are you mad at us, by the way?
I'm not mad. I'm just hosting. Serious. I'm a serious host.
Yeah, you feel like a 60 minutes, host. Like, it feels very professional.
Would you believe that this is the second group of questions I wrote, because last night when you told me to be careful for the length of the scene, I was like, well, my questions are too long. So I'm just trying to keep it on point. Chris, do you like art museums more or do you like science and industry museums more?
Just James, answer the damn question.
James, I like
but
art
I
museums.
I also need a little bit of why.
Was James, art I like art museums more. Thank you very much for hosting.
Right, thank you
for your time.
Great, that's a good answer.
Stop wasting this fucking time.
Craig, this is important because I don't have that many opportunities to ask you a question like this. Okay. But I need to know. Well, first, how are you?
Are you fine?
Good. All right. What the hell does have your cake and eat it too mean? Because what else do you do with it? Like, what's the phrase supposed to inspire in me?
This is actually one of the few things that Ted Kaczynski got right, because the phrase should be, you can't eat your cake and have it too. It's reversed.
That makes more sense.
Meaning, once you've eaten your cake, you no longer have it, so you can't do both things. You can indeed have your cake and then eat it. So the phrase that we know is wrong, and this is how they caught the Unabomber, which is why I made the reference, because
I thought that Ted Kaczynski was the Unabomber, but I wasn't sure.
Well, spoilers, but he is. In his manifesto, he used the phrase, you can't... What's the right one?
I've always heard is have your cake and eat it too, and it makes me mad when I hear it.
Yeah, hold on, Craig, finish this. So wait,
that's
so how,
wrong. The Unabomber was wrong. And I think that's one of the things that his brother recognized that was a dead giveaway, because he was pedantic about phrases like that.
That's hilarious.
The phrase is originally attributed to somebody in the French Revolution, Joan of Arc, or...
You're thinking of Marie Antoinette saying,
"Yeah, Joan of Arc was way before the French Revolution."
Marie Antoinette said, let them have cake and eat it too. So this question's coming to Jackie. Jackie, welcome. How are you today?
I'm a little nervous, but I'm good.
You know what? You and me both, okay? I got a question for you, though. And this is an improv, like this superpower you couldn't take off stage. Would you rather have the ability to read other people's minds or... on stage be able to send subliminal messages that only they could hear in their mind?
I think send subliminal messages. I think hearing them would get me too much in my head and now I'm plotting, but sending subliminal messages, then they can help me, because sometimes I have things that are stuck and I can't get them out. I can't figure out how to get them out. So maybe they can help me do that.
So Jackie, so you'd be like talking like this, and then you go like, Chris, I'm actually your niece at the farm, like that. So it would be like clear for me, and I'm like, oh, welcome, niece at the farm, like that. That's not how I was thinking.
I was thinking more thinking? Like, sometimes I have an idea and I can't figure out how to manifest it, how to make it make sense to other people.
Well, unfortunately, the problem is you'd be sending out very scattered thoughts. I'm not saying that you'd have clear thoughts.
But I trust my teammates.
Because that's pretty liminal. That's not subliminal. You know what I mean?
It's liminal. I want to send liminal messages.
Great. All right, Joey. I know that you're known for having long responses, and I don't have a lot of time for it today. In fact, we're trying to stick to time.
Are you playing with the box?
Yeah, I'm hearing, picking up some noises.
Is it like a little tin box you're playing with?
My microphone has a little tiny thing on the bottom that I keep accidentally hitting. But Joey, how are you today?
I'm good.
Great. Awesome. If 10 minutes early is 5 minutes late, what time should you really arrive?
If 10 minutes early is 5 minutes late, it's 15.
Okay. That's it?
15 wow. minutes earlier then.
That's so great. Then I'm on Thank time. You. Okay, 15 minutes early, but then that's on time?
That's right. You said 10 minutes early is 5 minutes late.
Yeah. All right. That makes sense.
15 minutes earlier.
That was way more straightforward than I expected you to give. So we've met all the alchemists. And can now I hear we're the first set of
questions?
What?
Can I hear the first set of questions?
No, the other ones took a long time to read out loud. So all of today's suggestions come from listener emails. And if you want priority getting your suggestions up on the list, well, then you should consider becoming a Patreon VIP member or even an Alchemaniac. There's tons of great benefits, including bonus scenes. Now, if you want that, go ahead, head on over to patreon.com/alchemythis. Or if you'd like to submit a scene suggestion the traditional way, you can email us at alchemythisemail@gmail.com. That's
alchemythisemail@gmail.com.
Great. So the first scene suggestion we have today is from Jay Barton. And I don't typically like to spoil the scene suggestions, but I'm going to cut to the end where it says, P.S. Ass kissing goes here, make it juicy, or Kevin won't read your email, which sounded strange because I was like, well, if it's at the end, he would have already read it. But nonetheless, here's the email from Jay Martin. Hello, Kevin. My last suggestion was too long, and this made Chris angry. I've made this one shorter. There's this guy, and he goes to the movies. He's watching a movie when the guy next to him spills popcorn. The first guy forgot to buy popcorn beforehand. But it's cool because now he's got floor popcorn to graze on. At first, he's happy, but then he gets a bit angry because the other guy is sitting next to him. He's not worried about social distancing or anything, just that the guy's feet are in the way of his popcorn. Anyway, the movie kind of sucks, and the other guy up the back has fallen asleep and is snoring. No one's worried about this because they have snacks. A couple of weeks later, one of the guys orders a hot dog online, but it never gets delivered. He hires a private investigator to track down the hot dog. Unfortunately,
hey, I gotta go, man.
Well,
suggestions, popcorn. Thank you.
Wait, we're almost there. An autocorrect error brings a private investigator to his door. Long story short, I lost my big toenail. Not sure if the hot dog was ever found. Anyway, my scene suggestion is secondhand olives. Yours forever, scene suggester 4812.
Yeah, these are good olives. I'm telling you right now, these are good. These are good. You're gonna want.
And you think that the quality is high?
Oh yeah, yeah. Trust me, they wouldn't be put back into a container. Yeah. You know what I mean? Unless they weren't legit. So
look, I'm doing a picnic. You know what I mean? Special someone.
Okay. So is it like a boss? You're trying to get a raise or something?
Kind of, but like romantically. Yeah. You know what I mean? And so I can't afford the, can't afford the good stuff, but if I can get the good stuff at a good price,
gotcha. Okay. Yeah. So you want, all right, then follow me.
Come okay. Here. Holy shit. You like art?
Yeah.
Huh?
These are all the real olives. You don't want these. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Just keep on following me. Is that a wall?
Yeah. Made out of olives. Come on. Keep following me.
Wow. Right. Jesus. Are those puppies?
Yeah.
Can I touch them?
No, they're made out of olives.
So wow.
Jeez. Okay. Right down here. All right. Let me just open this trunk.
Whoa. Master. All right. Yeah. I'm back to work.
Okay. Hey, before you get back to work, here. Let me just pull out the Ziploc bag here. Spit up some olives in there. Okay, I should do it. Here you go. Some of them have pits. So here you are. All right. Okay. You can bring that up to the front. Yeah.
Okay.
Did you not see who just spit him up?
What was that thing?
Yeah. That's an olive boy. All right? Yes, my friend. Okay, from the island of Crete, okay? They don't make them like that anymore, okay? Oh.
And he just sleeps in his trunk?
He has to. Yeah, he's tethered to it. We uprooted him, brought him there, so that's all the original soil from the island, so that's kind of where he hangs out. He doesn't need natural sunlight at this point. He's fully grown. So just bring that up to the checkout.
Okay.
He'll be able to get you out of there. Did you do anything else?
No, I think this will do it. Thank you so much.
You don't need anything olive paraphernalia? You don't need any olive?
No, I'm just hoping that this, I hope she can recognize the quality. You know what I mean?
Of course. You really don't need anything else olive, though, for real.
No.
A little olive plate, maybe? Maybe an olive plate?
God, what's an olive plate?
Look at this. Okay, come here. Come here. Just follow me.
Over here. Okay, right. Well, we'll get in this boat.
Hello? Are you here?
Yeah, we're here, boatman. All right, so just...
give me water. Just a little water.
Then he's free. Don't give him water, because then he's free, okay? The curse is lifted. All right. Do you have like a gold coin?
Do I have a gold coin?
It doesn't matter. Here's two gold coins.
Don't put him...
So normally, olive plates, they're used just to serve olives, right? But the ones we got are so nice that...
Well, this is nice.
Thank you.
You went above and beyond.
I thought you'd like it. I was hoping you'd like it. Is
this an olive plate?
Yes. Yes.
Wow. Yes, fancy. Yes. Schmancy.
I was thinking, what if I got a corresponding plate for every food item? You know what I mean? Like,
babe, you're so thoughtful.
Thank you. Thank you. Fuck. Yes. Yes.
Wow. And olives?
They belong on the olive plate. Now, before
I'm sorry, I got to do this.
No, please.
I got to do this because you know me in words. Pitted olives can refer to olives with pits or without pits. It's so frustrating because words should just mean what they mean and not their opposite.
That's so sexy. That is so sexy. Jeez.
I've got way more of those.
I bet.
Took it my start at semi-monthly.
I think that's my... phone because we're on.
I get my
picnic.
Period semi-monthly.
Okay, let me go check my phone real quick. Oh shit! Someone's at the front of the park. I got to meet someone real quick.
The front of the park?
Well, yeah. You know how we parked down there, and then we walked up here.
Yeah. So now we got to walk all the way back to the front.
You don't have to. You just relax. You just relax. Give me one sec.
Oh, hey, you just sitting here by yourself eating some olives, huh?
Yeah, waiting for my boyfriend.
Oh, boyfriend.
Yeah. Waiting for my boyfriend in a number of ways.
How long y'all been dating?
2 years.
2 years? You're not engaged?
No, I know, right?
That ain't right. That ain't right.
Do you want some of these olives? They're pitted.
What does that mean?
I don't know. It could go either way.
Well, is there a pit in them or not?
I don't know.
Well, I have very soft teeth, okay? My teeth are like gum.
Let me see. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up? We can't get all the photography equipment down for the proposal unless we bring this cart. And I didn't realize the park was so far.
What? Where's your crew? You have a crew, right?
I'm just a one guy photo guy.
Fuck. Can you drone it? Can you use a drone?
I don't have a drone. I got this cart. Can you help me carry it? I'm sure. Just tell her just tell her you met me and I needed some help. She won't even notice me when I'm taking pictures.
Okay. So the plan will be when we go back up there and I say I got a message to meet someone, that someone
you
was a stranger.
You said you had a message to meet someone?
My text went off.
Oh. All right, well, I'll put this hat and this fake mustache on, and then
she doesn't recognize you anyway. She doesn't know who you are.
That's a good point. Here, you put this fake mustache on.
Okay.
Wow, that's weird. Your teeth are soft, but your gums are like rock hard.
Yeah, kind of like an inverse. Kind of like an inverse thing.
Oh
yeah.
God.
I've been tested on my entire life.
Really?
Yeah. Did you hear that park door open?
I think so. It's pretty distinctive sound.
Park door, yeah.
Is that why you have the electrodes on your head?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I got to keep them on 24/7. They pay my rent.
Well, help me with some of these olives, because I don't know if he's coming back or what.
The number one issue we have here is either leaves on the path or dog poop that hasn't been picked up. So that's where we contribute the most. Okay.
Okay. Here's the
Okay. Thank
thing.
You for your time.
Yeah. Excuse me.
Sir, can we help you?
Sir, can we help you?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm on the phone. I just
no.
Yeah, thank you for your time.
Who are you talking to, sir? Sir, come back.
I'm on the phone.
Sometimes you'll get some park weirdos. Don't worry about them. They usually mind their own business.
Okay. I just want to be clear again. You know, I'm a recent retiree, and I'm not looking for hard work. Just something to spend my time.
It's not too hard, as you know, Rachel. It's just every once in a while you do have to bend down to do stuff. Like pick up poop.
I'm so sorry. I don't know who else to tell, but there's a fucking creep taking photos. There's what? A fucking creepo over there by the goddamn tree taking photos. I don't know who to tell. But
what is he dressed as? What is he dressed in?
He's got a hat and he looks like he has a fake mustache on top of his mustache.
Oh, God,
it's very
that's
clear
a creep
he has
for
a mustache.
Sure.
Sir. He's a creep.
Calm down, sir.
Okay, these are pretty good angles over here, right? She looks beautiful.
She does look beautiful.
Who's she talking to?
I don't know. That's maybe weird. That's her dad?
I've never met her dad.
Yeah, it's probably her dad.
How would her dad know to meet us at the park for this picnic?
I've never even met her, a lot less her dad.
Good point. Jeez, you're smart, man.
Thank you. Do you mind stepping a little closer? I don't know if she'll notice me, but I want to make sure that I get both of you in focus. Oh, these pictures of her and her dad are really, really good. I don't
so that'll work,
extra.
Right?
It's working okay. Great.
Excuse you know what? I'm me. Gonna... I'm so sorry. I don't mean to interrupt. I do work for the parks here, and I've been hearing a complaint about what's going on here. And I just want to make it clear. You're not allowed to photograph other people, strangers at the park. You're not allowed to hide in bushes while you voyeur.
I'm a photographer. These guys are going to get engaged. She's going to pop the question.
You see that one over there who's kissing that
her
guy?
Dad.
Well, so they're getting engaged and you guys.
Oh, you're right. Like touching your teeth with my tongue. Like they feel like gums.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, you know, again, just for science, that's why we did that. It's just for science.
That is crazy. Okay, yeah. I'm gonna hand feed you an olive. And close your eyes.
All right.
And you tell me.
Oh God, she's hand feeding him. That can't be your dad. What's your name, Em?
Me.
Yeah. You look like a Rachel.
Rachel,
have you ever? I was going to propose to that woman over there. I got her the best olives I could afford. I got her the best ring I could afford. I brought her to this park because it's free, and I just want to tell her I love her, but she seems to be with someone else. Is that a park rule? Is that illegal?
That's nothing that I can enforce.
So you can enforce us taking pictures in the bushes.
I'm a budget photographer. You cut a lot of corners on some of the important things, buddy.
Yeah, you're right. Maybe she deserves to be with that guy.
Yes, Kalamata. How did you know?
I could tell.
Excuse me. I'm the park ranger, and we've got some complaints about some PDA from this picnic. So if I can
PDA,
ask.
This is all science over
Blackberry
here.
Or?
Yeah.
No, public displays of affection. I've heard that joke before.
It wasn't a joke. I'm very precise with language.
I'm very precise with language as well. There's multiple different ways to extend an abbreviation.
Wait, she's getting into like a really intense conversation with another man. What is happening? Who is she?
I don't know.
You're seeing this, right?
I'm seeing it.
Can I offer you some services? I'm a retired mental health counselor.
Okay.
And I mainly do family mediations, some couples therapy. Uh-huh.
What
are you going to do for them?
What are you going to do?
I could help talk it out if you wanted.
Why don't you go talk to her?
This is traumatic.
Why don't you talk to her?
See, that's the thing, though. When you're the counselor, You have to be a third party. The whole point of you is that you're a third party that's not invested, and you're just there to listen and to give unbiased recommendations.
Okay, come with me then. Let's go. Hey, you take pictures.
Sir,
let's
that
go.
Hurts me.
Hey, hold on a second. Did you just step in my dog shit?
Yeah, I stepped in dog shit.
Yeah, well, I left it there for a reason, asshole. Well, you better take his shit where he did there, all right?
Wait, I need his shit here now?
Yeah, asshole. That's Rachel? My dog shit. Can't believe you just stepped in it.
All right, I'm sorry. No problems. Rachel.
Yeah, take a dump bowl right now.
Okay, Parker and Jr., try this olive and a little bit of manchego cheese and some slivered almonds and tell me that this is amazing.
Can you put the cheese in further?
Okay, yes.
Okay, yeah.
Is that all the way in?
My tongue doesn't fluctuate all the way back, so I have to put food in initially in the back. Oh, that is...
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Delicious.
Isn't that good?
That is double.
Okay, I'm done.
That's it?
Still holding my hand. It's so uncomfortable.
Let's go. Let's go. It's getting worse.
You better pinch off somebody.
It's getting worse. Let's go.
And that scene one. I really wanted to see him get over there. I wish he didn't step in the dog shit.
Wow. Judgment.
I mean, I can only wish. Here's scene two from Alchemaniac Nicholas Machauer. Hi. Hope Kevin is okay. Amazon can be a cruel mistress. Anyhow, new day, new scene. Man coveting his neighbor's ass. Let's go, guys. Whoa. Time is a waste. Best, Nicholas.
What?
Hey, Danny, how are you?
Doing all right. Just got this donkey.
Yeah, that's a nice donkey.
Yeah, you know, just got it, some fields to plow and everything, so... Mm-hmm.
Well, how much did you spend on it?
About $2,000.
Jesus, this is nuts. That's pretty good. Yeah, I got a little. I got a miniature pony over here. Doesn't cool, work the same. Cool. Doesn't work the same.
No, it's more of a monstrosity and less of a, you know, a beast of burden than it can actually do some work for you.
Well, the burden is that it's a monstrosity.
Yeah, but cute though. Cute pony.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, do me a favor. Make sure that thing doesn't shit on my lawn.
It won't shit on your lawn because we've got a fence, you know. He's going to be plowed most of the time. So.
Yeah, great. Well, I don't want to see any kind of pliers duct taped to his hooves and then him using those pliers to cut through the fence and take a shit on my lawn.
Why would he do that?
I'm just saying it, Dan. That's it.
No, the donkey's going to stay on my property. He's going to do all the shitting on my property. You don't have to worry.
Oh, it better.
Hey, fellas. Better. Hey, Dan. Tom.
Kurt.
Ah, boy. Look at you two, huh? Wow, what a day. What a day.
And right, another thing. What's up, you creep?
I'm just wondering if maybe you guys wanted to...
No, we're not going to take a milk bath, okay? You get the hell away from us.
You ask us three times a day to take a milk bath. It's not going to work.
Why not?
I don't even know why I have to answer that. It's disgusting. I have to take a bath after the milk bath.
Hey, this is water buffalo milk I'm talking here.
So what?
So what? It's good for your skin.
Says who?
You're the one invested in those water buffaloes, man, and nobody wants your milk, and you've got all this excess you're trying to get rid of.
I've talked to the city, okay? And you're going to have to remove those cartons.
So have I. I've talked to the city, too. And, Dan, let me tell you something. If I find out that your fucking donkey has got pliers, wire cutters duct taped to its hooves, and it cuts into my fence and shits on my lawn, that's going to be a fucking problem.
Why would two people say that in one day?
Honey, come take a look at this.
What?
Look across the street. I see. Honey.
It's so bright. What the hell? No,
look, Dan, Tom, and Kurt, they're all chatting.
Yeah, great.
You know, they all have illegal animals. They're not allowed to have any of these animals.
What?
If I recall, Dan just got a NAS. Tom's got a pony or a small horse.
Miniature pony. It's pointless. Yeah, it doesn't
do Kurt's
anything.
Got a water buffalo.
Mom, Dad, what are we looking at outside?
Wait, son, all right, get in here. Oh, all right. You see that guy on the left?
Yeah.
Dan? Yeah, Dan. Dan's got an ass.
Oh, he's got a pony. Oh, that's an ass?
Yeah, he's got an ass.
That. Why did you wake me up from my 10 a.m. nap to tell me this? Babe.
This is important. We should get an animal.
I've been wanting an animal, too. I'm ready to have a responsibility.
Hello, folks. Welcome to the illegal animal shop. What kind of illegal animal are you thinking about purchasing today?
Well,
ma'am?
Our neighbor has a beautiful donkey that does a lot of work for them. Their lawn is in impeccable shape, and there's no clippings anywhere.
Yeah.
And I
want a dog.
I like that.
I just want a dog.
Teddy, no. Just be quiet about that dog. No more. I mean, what do you have? I guess that's our question.
Please, let me out of here. For God's sake, I'm not an animal. I'm not an animal. I'm a man.
What was that? That looks very interesting.
That's a friend.
That's a bunny. Look at the bunny stapled to his head, huh?
Okay.
Is this your colleague?
This is my brother-in-law.
How you doing?
We're doing all right. This is my wife.
I'm married to his sister. All right, not the other way around.
Okay. It doesn't matter to us.
So look. Here's what we got. We got a man with a bunny stapled to its head. Now that I can let go for pretty cheap. I also got a white bangle.
Can you stop right there? Let me just have a quick powwow with my
wife. Take your time.
Honey, what do you think about a man with a bunny stapled to his head?
This is officially unhinged, Henry. I can't. You wake me up from my 3 p.m. nap to go rush to the exotic animal store. I told you, just get a fucking donkey. Let's just get wherever Dan got his donkey.
I don't want to do the same thing that Dan is doing.
I don't know what you want.
Hey, your name's Timmy, right? Timmy, is that right?
No, it's Teddy.
Excuse me, are you talking to my son?
Excuse me, sir. Don't talk to
our
son.
Are you crouching to talk to my son?
I just like to get on his level. Let me ask him a question. He's a grown man.
No, he's Teddy. Not. Sir.
Tell me.
Sir.
Teddy.
What do you think about owning your own man with a bunny stapled to his head?
Sir.
Frank, where the hell have you been? Where the hell have you been, Frank? And do not bleed in my kitchen.
Okay. Look, I don't know what happened. But somebody, I was getting Starbucks. You know, I had your latte. I had it.
And where is it?
I don't have it anymore, Maureen. I was abducted.
Well, I gotta get the door.
Don't answer the door. It's them. It's them. They want to staple more rodents to me.
What are you talking about, Frank? What is it?
They stapled a bunny to my forehead. I had to rip it off. That's why I have this gash.
Bing, bong, bing, bong.
I'm gonna get the door.
Don't answer it, Maureen.
Oh, now I can't answer the door? You were gone for 2 weeks, Frank.
All right, I'm going to hide. I'm going to hide in the closet.
So, did they answer the door or what?
I don't know, but the air tag says they're clearly in there.
You don't know if they answered the door?
Well, I came back. Eventually, they might have answered the door. I don't know.
Johnny, hey, you're a grown man. What are you doing?
I'm Teddy, and I'm not actually fully grown. I'm pretty close, but...
Listen, when you slipped us that note when your parents were leaving that said, I want a job, I want to work, what did we do? We kidnapped you from your room.
Uh-huh.
And we're giving you a job.
I don't remember slipping the note that you keep talking about.
I guess I'm crazy. Maybe he's a little nuts.
Maybe he's a little nuts. And maybe a little nuts guy is not who you want to have in the corner next to you. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Good point.
Okay. Well, we've tracked him down. He's inside that house. That's where the air tag says
You know what sells really well? What sells really well? Boys with bunny stapled to their heads.
Little Tommies.
Teddy.
With squirrels stapled all over their neck.
Hey, Frank. Dan. Kurt.
Yeah, hey.
Hey, I don't know.
Just till in the field here.
What's going on? I don't know if you guys know, but our son has been kidnapped. And...
I just say it's weird you got a son?
It's not weird. I would have, my wife would be up, but it's kind of her nap time right now, though. But if you've seen him, if you see him, please let us know. We're worried out of our minds. And
I'll keep an eye out, but I got to be honest. I'm looking at that goddamn donkey, making sure it doesn't know how to use a blowtorch.
That's what we're worried about.
It doesn't know how to use a blowtorch, Tom.
Not now?
Not now, but if I see that thing blowtorching a hole, digging down so it can pop up on my lawn and take a shit on my lawn,
that's not going to happen. We're going to have problems. Okay.
Yeah. And if he doesn't learn how to use a blowtorch, please don't have him blow up my son.
Mm-hmm. You're an animalist house, is that right?
I mean, we were looking into getting some stuff. Teddy wanted to get a dog, and we said no.
Yeah, you don't want
to. Is Teddy your wife?
No, Teddy's our son. That's Rachel's my wife.
How is Rachel?
She's good.
I've invited her to take a bath.
She's a surgeon, she's up. You know, she has odd hours because she's on call.
Yeah, but you know,
no one's gonna take your fucking milk bath.
Eastern medicine says that milk baths are good for migraines. I didn't know she suffers from migraines.
No, she doesn't.
But
she's a Western science doctor.
Look, I call the city on your ass. Okay, so they're gonna be coming down here any minute to talk to you about that goddamn water buffalo and those cartons and those barrels of milk you got out front.
I'm sorry, you call the city on me? It's funny. Yeah. I call the city on Dan.
Well, I called the city on Tom.
Okay.
Because
Because of that miniature pony.
What the fuck is he doing to you, huh?
All right.
I don't like the looks of him already. He looks like a freak.
I'll let you continue this.
Maureen, we have coffee at home. Why do I have to go out?
Because I like the way Starbucks does it.
We can do a latte at home. I have PTSD, Maureen.
We don't have a steamer, okay? So I want whole milk steam.
Okay. All right, will you go with me? Wait in the car and I'll run in. And
I'm not going to go. I have to clean up all the blood in the closet.
Oh, God, it's still bleeding. I don't want to go out.
All right, Tommy, now's your chance.
Okay, it's Teddy.
We're going to follow him. We're going to follow him nice and slow. Wherever he goes, you're going to hop out and do what?
I'm going to staple this bunny rabbit to his head. And you guys are going to tie him up?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
What's to stop him? He's twice my size. What's to stop him from just clobbering me?
Welcome to Starbucks, home of the Shake Alana. How can I help you?
Wait, what is the Shake Alana?
it's whole milk with peppermint.
Okay, a little bit of prosciutto. I don't want that. I have a mobile for Frank.
Mobile. Oh, sorry. Our mobile system just kind of got shut down. You're going to have to wait a little bit outside. Do you mind?
What? There's nobody in the store.
All right, Tommy, now's the chance.
I know, you have to wait a little bit. Holy shit!
There. Sweetie, I looked all over the house again. He's not here. I'm tired. Please, let me just go to sleep.
Honey, I know you need your rest, but we should find our son. Should we go to the police?
Where else are we going to look? He's not in the house. Where else could he be? I don't know. I mean, we've searched the house high and low every day.
I mean, you're right. I mean, that's why I think we should go to the police.
You know how I feel about police.
I know. You hate the
police. They're nasty little bugs in the society of life.
It's because of your childhood.
They live under the cement blocks, and when you lift them up, they're all there, and you want to crush them.
No, police, honey. Not ants. Police.
Police? Oh, I'm sorry. This is why I need my sleep.
Listen, fellas. I'm from the city, as you can tell. I have this shirt, and I have these
Shut the
pants.
Fuck up, Kurt. I know it's you, dude.
It's you.
No,
you're wearing a fake mustache. Over your mustache.
What the fuck is this, man? What are you doing?
If I was from the city, your ass would be grass. Do you ever think about that?
Shit. You know what? I call
don't
the city
Don't say anything
you.
About my ass.
Don't say anything about my grass.
That's
you
my grass, buddy.
My ass. If you that fucking donkey comes and shits on my lawn, I'm going to go over there.
Look at that guy. Look at him running across your fields. He's got bunnies stapled all over to his head and he's screaming.
Okay, I'm not going
to
look, Kurt, so you can throw me in a water buffalo milk bath.
No, he's right. Look. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh. That's the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
Wow.
Oh, that's... Wow. And that he's
was,
gone.
That was crazy.
Anybody wants to jump into a a tub right now.
No,
Kurt, just, I don't want to just take in what we just saw. Just to decompress. No,
what we need to do is make sure that goddamn donkey doesn't start researching fusion reactors and somehow transports himself over to my side by splicing up his atoms.
How so he is can that going to happen, Tom?
I don't know, but he bit that shit on my lung.
Look, kid, he ran away. So you failed.
Oh, well, at least we tried, right?
No.
Can you guys take me home?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm confused now. Because on the one hand, you want to work for us. And the other hand, you want to go home. And the one hand, you want to staple a bunny. And the other hand, he runs away.
Like, I would really, really
I'm confused. I'm confused. I am confused. You want a dog?
Maureen, they jumped me. They jumped me and they got me again.
What's going on? What's going on? But where's my coffee?
I got you a shake-a-lana.
A what?
A shake-a-lana.
What the hell is this? What is this?
It's smells deep with peppermint.
And that's our second scene.
Shake a lot.
Oh my god.
Scene 3 comes from Andrew Laramie. Hey everyone, you good? Yeah, you good. Suggestion: successful assassin who only uses finger guns and jazz hands. Cheers, Andrew from Montreal.
All right.
Your briefing is on the table. You can open it if you want.
We shouldn't be meeting face to face. You know that.
I like to take risks. Is that a problem for you?
I'm the assassin here. I think I know what a problem is.
And I'm the debriefer.
Order up!
You're the briefer. You tell me information.
Yeah, but you've been briefed.
Hey, gentlemen, which one of you ordered the malt?
I did!
Okay, there you are. And sir, I'm sorry, I didn't get your order. Did you want something?
No, thanks. I'm just here with them. But can I have the restroom code, please?
Yep. 124 125.
1, 2, 4, 1, 2, 4.
Maybe you shouldn't be brief just yet.
No. Just tell me who the name is and I'll take care of it. I got it up here, locked away in my brain.
Okay. Really simple name. All right.
Tell me.
Sonny Clarkman.
Got it. He's going to be gunned down.
No, we want a quiet job. All right? So maybe you can shove diamonds in his throat so he chokes on some diamonds.
All right. And what kind of stupid name is Bunny Diamond?
Huh? What?
I'll get it.
I don't know.
I'll find out.
Hey, babe. I'm going to be working late tonight again. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. Do you know what today is?
Yes, December 16th.
Yeah, and?
Our four-year anniversary.
And?
The day your mother died.
Yeah. So I would much prefer that we spent it together. Because there's nothing worse.
I want that too, baby. It's just, you know, I'm Sunny. You know what I mean?
All right. Well, what if I came to work with you?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Oh, really?
Yeah, actually, you can call up the girls if you want. You know, you can make it a day.
Really?
Yeah, bring the girls. I'm sure they want to see what a warehouse looks like.
I mean, we've always wanted to see a warehouse. Let me get them on the line.
Come on in. All right. You're so cute when you do that. Beep, beep, boop, boop, beep, boop.
Shh.
This is Charlotte.
Charlotte, you know what? Sonny is inviting me for my birthday and our anniversary, and because my mom died.
Wait, it's also your birthday?
Yes. You forgot?
No. Sorry.
Anyways.
So, yeah. So, we got little trinkets here, little gifts. What's the occasion?
Oh, it's a lot wrapped in one. So, if you have some kind of all-together gift, some of it's joyous and some of it's really grim. Really grim.
Oh, what's the occasion? Something like birthday, anniversary, death?
Yeah, so it's my wedding anniversary, but also the anniversary of my husband's parents' murder-suicide. Mm-hmm. But it's also my niece's birthday. Yeah.
That's great.
And,
yeah.
And I don't know if you celebrate these year after year, because I'm not Catholic myself, but my husband got baptized on this day. So it's his baptismal anniversary, yeah. Or baptism. Is that a thing?
Baptisery.
Oh, great. So something that would really encapsulate all those things would be perfect. Right. My love language is gift giving.
So this is for him or?
Yes, my husband.
Okay. I got some options here. We have a locket.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Did you believe me when I said my husband?
Yeah. Why?
I just want to know if like it rolls off the tongue believably or not. Because technically he's not my husband yet, you know? But I want it to happen, and I'm trying to like manifest that, and I'm trying to wonder if it sounded right coming out of my mouth.
Yeah.
Because if it didn't, I'm gonna have to break up with him, you know?
Well, yeah. I mean, can I be honest?
Yeah.
Not really.
Not really what? Not natural?
I know. I didn't even know. The only thing that sounded legit was the murder-suicide.
Well, that everything else is real. He's just technically my boyfriend, but, you know, we've been dating for 2 years, and yeah. Wow, is that some time.
I'm going to be honest. I mean, we do have a code here, and I can't just give you a gift now knowing that he's not your husband. So. And again, I just want to just say this. Didn't sound legit when you said it. So if there's anything in your heart that says like, hey, maybe he's not the one. You know.
Yeah. Shit.
Mm-hmm.
I got to tell you.
All right, ladies. This is the warehouse. That's Chuck over there. God. He's the forklift operator. Don't bug him. Hey, don't bug him. So, do what you want.
Can I drive a forklift for my birthday?
You got to talk to Chuck. I don't know. He's the man in on the floor. I'm going to be in my office. I got some important work to do, but you ladies walk around. Have fun.
Chuck,
so what does
come
he
down
do
here.
Here?
Chuck.
Like, what the hell is this?
I don't know what he does here. I think that he's probably having an affair in his office.
I don't know if that's true. God. There's so many guys with guns walking around here. It's wild.
Yeah. That is weird. I didn't even notice it. I thought those were like little things that you ring up items, but there's nothing to ring up. Those are guns.
Hey, Chuck, headphones off, please. Chuck. Hey.
Well, I got to keep them on. I'm sorry.
No, listen. Just want to let you know some ladies are around today. Just keep it cool. You know what I mean? Keep it cool.
Got it.
Keep it cool. If they want to drive a forklift. Copacetic. And I just don't get it. Keep it copacetic.
Yeah. Local
okay.
H.
Okay. I will be in my office doing the work.
Got it.
Okay.
I don't mean to bring this party down, girls, and I really don't want to shit on your birthday anniversary / mom's death day, but I am going to break up with Jeremy, and I'm so
what?
Torn
oh
up.
Oh, my
and
God.
No. He was so close to husband.
2 years, right?
2 years. What a waste of my fucking time.
Fuck.
Don't
you're
look
older
at it
now.
That way.
You're 2 years older now.
I'm old, guys. Fuck. Now I'm old.
It's my birthday. I don't know why it can't be about me on one day.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I thought I would share that with you guys because I love
the
you
Chuck
guys.
Chuck guy Thanks. Doesn't even look down. Chuck.
Chuck.
He's got his headphones.
I got the headphones, so I can see you gesturing at me. What's up?
Oh, this is a perfect thing. Chuck, what do you think of my friend?
Oh my God, don't. I'm not broken up with him yet. I haven't broken up with him yet.
So what? It's mentally done.
You're naughty.
Look,
you're
I'm supposed to be on my best behavior. Is this some kind of trap?
No.
What do you think, Chuck? You'd give it a go?
Yeah, I'd give it a go.
Okay. Bring the board down.
With explicit terms, what I'd do.
Hey, babe, I'm so glad you're in my office. I'm glad the girls are having fun. Can I ask you a question? I don't recognize one of the girls. She had new...
Well, which one? Charlotte?
The one that's... I don't know. It has like the deepest voice of the group.
That's Charlotte.
I just don't... Is she a new friend?
I mean, she's... Sometimes when you have a friend, it feels like you've known each other forever. And that's what Charlotte's like. You don't know what it's like to have a girlfriend.
No. Okay. No, you're right. It's just because, you know, I'm doing important work here and I just don't want people I don't know. But okay. I hear you.
Yeah. I mean, she is my friend. Charlotte.
This is your office, huh?
Yeah, well, I'm going to have to ask you ladies to leave now.
Charlotte is as good as I am. We're best friends.
Mm-hmm. We have these bracelets.
Yeah. It's legally binding.
Stacy! Stacy!
Oh, no.
You hear?
Sounds like you're... Oh, my God.
We got to get back.
Okay, Charlotte.
Maybe we should hide Stacy in our office. Get Stacy in here.
What do you mean?
Let's just Charlotte, get Stacy in here. Let's lock
in.
Hey,
buddy. All right, I'll go get her. Hey, take him off. Buddy, take him off.
I gotta
give him one.
Have you seen a girl named Stacy?
Look, I'm not supposed to learn women's names anymore, okay?
What?
It's part of the agreement for me to keep working here. I can't learn women's names.
All right. Well, she looks like this. Let me draw it on my hand.
No,
like
I can't. This? I can't see images of women.
All right.
What are you doing here?
Holy shit! There you are.
What are you doing here?
What do you mean? What am I doing here? Where were you?
I'm at a girls' day. It's a girls' day at the warehouse.
Look,
can't I just go to the warehouse with my friends? You're still controlling.
I didn't know where you went. Look, I didn't know how to say this, but sometimes I feel like
you're my wife.
Are you proposing?
Oh my God, Stacy.
Stacy.
Chuck
said it.
Charlotte, seems like all the girls are down there.
I just needed to get the restroom code from you. You've done a lot of bad things. And now you're going to pay for them.
What are you doing with your fingers?
Sonny Gunderson?
Yeah. What are you doing? Pew, 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 pew.
Pew, 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 pew.
Okay.
You're dead.
No, I'm...
Oh, God. Okay. You killed Sonny Gunderson. It was Sonny Clarksman.
I'm sure.
I'm a debriefer.
But you're giving me the information.
Order up.
I'm going to use the restroom real quick. All right. I remember the code from last time. 421-125. Be right back.
Boop, 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 boop. Here's your malt.
Thank you so much.
Agent.
Boop, boop, boop.
Boop, boop, do you work for the company?
Boop, boop, boop.
Oh, yeah.
What do you do?
I don't know. You tell me.
Oh, it just disappeared. Holy shit. It just
I had the code wrong. That code did not work.
There's a the code didn't work. What'd you put in?
421-125.
No. It's 441-1. What the hell was it? 41. What the hell was that server? God damn it, disappeared.
You all right?
No.
Stacy, you all right?
I'm not okay, Leonard. I just thought that you were my future, and then you come over here, and I'm over. You know what I mean? Like, I can't be doing this. I can't be wasting more years of my youth on you when it doesn't even sound right when I lie and say you're my husband.
Oh, my God. Have you been telling people I'm your husband?
I'm just trying it out. How dare I think that that's where this is going to go eventually? How dare I?
You can't do that until we're actually married.
Well?
She could be married to Chuck up there. You see Chuck? She could be married to him.
Who is this?
I'm Charlotte. Hey, Charlotte. Who the hell? Now you're hanging out with new friends?
Can't I have new friends? You're so controlling. You know what? It's over.
Fuck it. Fuck it. Will you marry me?
That guy. Will you marry me? What? Fuck it. Yes. What? Yes.
Fuck it. Will you marry me?
That's our show. I love a good happy ending. Let's say thank you to all the alchemists that joined in this week. Gosh, Chris, thanks for having us. Anything that you'd like to guide people to check out?
You say thanks for having us.
Yes, he did.
No, I just want people to. I want to guide everyone to whatever it is you're doing, James.
Me?
That's it. That's all.
Well,
I'm the new
host of Alchemy This.
I don't think so. I don't think so. But it was fun anyway. I just thought you did a great job. You know what? It was a very James job, and I think that's all we could ever ask. Because you're a real sweetheart, 100%. I love you.
Goodbye.
Well, thank you so much, Chris. Craig, what's coming up in your life that you'd like to share with all the Alchemy This listeners?
Well, the Alchemy Those or the Alchemy This host auditions will continue next week. I think we have Mayim Bialik and Aaron Rodgers coming
Aaron
in.
Rogers, so
this is going to be exciting.
Are they vaccinated yet or no?
Well, it kind of works because we're a Zoom, so.
Yeah.
And Jackie, thanks for joining us today. Would you like to share with the listeners where they can find more great content from you?
Oh, sure. The Most Wonderful Pod of the Year is my podcast about Christmas movies. I'd also like to share how easy, efficient, and fast it was for me to get my booster shot. I got it in less than 5 minutes. It was so fast and awesome. And I just wanted to also share that. Like, I loved getting it. I loved my experience, and I wanted to share that with people.
Not that it's about me right now, but I also got my booster, and it was incredibly fast.
Incredibly fast.
Yeah. And now I'm boosted. Atul, thank you for joining us again. We couldn't have done it without you.
Thank you.
Would you like us to guide the listeners to find you on the internet?
All my socials are... Sorry, whenever you're done talking, James, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, I'm done talking now.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. This is always fun. And my socials are all Atul Time, A-T-U-L-T-I-M-E. You can find me on anything. And yeah, that's it. I'm just so happy to be here. It's always
Atul, don't you have Sketch is coming back for you, right?
Yeah, we're going to be actually at San Francisco Sketch Fest the week following Alchemy This. Alchemy This is going to be there on the 2nd of 52 Sundays in 2022. And we're going to be there the following Friday night. So if you're in San Francisco or in the Bay Area, come on out.
All right. And Joey, thank you for joining us. For usual, you brought a lot of greatness. Oh, gosh. Where can people find you? And what are you doing out there?
Well, you can find me here. You can also find me on the Alchemy This Reddit page. Check it out. It'll pop on there. Check out Alchemy This's Instagram. Might be doing some stuff there as well. What am I doing? You want to know what's going on? You know what? I got my booster. So, you know, taking appropriate cautions as they are. But you know what? I'm feeling protected. I'm feeling good. Mm-hmm.
Does somebody have the ability to tell us real quick what the day of the Sketchfest Alchemy This show is? Because I'm trying to figure it out and I can't get it.
January 9th, Sunday.
January 9th, Sunday.
I believe it's at 1 p.m. Yes. You can go to sfsketchfest.com for tickets. Pacific time.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's thank our engineer and producer to the stars, Mr. Doug Bain.
Bain. Bain.
And the fine folks at iHeartMedia. I'm your host, James Heaney, and thank you for listening, and until next time,
Alchemy This!